days of January and the first 10 days of February, the moon will be waning, and that will give us more and more hours to enjoy the beautiful winter stars. They actually form a rough circle or a hexagon, starting with Capella in Auriga at the top, and moving clockwise to Aldebaran in Taurus, Rigel in Orion, Sirius, the brightest star, which is opposite Capella in Canis Major, then continuing to Procyon in Canis Minor, and the Gemini twins Pollux and Castor. And the bright red star Betelgeuse in Orion will be in the center of this geometric figure, whether you choose to see it as a circle or a hexagon, or some people even see it as the letter G. Jupiter is still in Taurus, and it's fading, but it's still the brightest object in the evening sky. And I'd just like to mention how gigantic a planet it is. Its mass is more than twice the mass of all the other planets combined. It truly is the king of planets. Saturn is the next biggest, and it's coming into its own now. It rises shortly after midnight, early every night, and if you have a telescope, it's probably best seen just before dawn. And it's quite a beauty, with its rings tilted about 19 degrees from horizontal, or as we say, 19 degrees from edge on. And on January 30th, Saturn reaches a point called West Quadrature. Being at quadrature is when a planet or the moon is 90 degrees from the sun. At West Quadrature, as Saturn is now, the planet will be due south around sunrise. It's a little confusing because when a planet is at West Quadrature, it means it's west of the sun, but we see it in the east, in the morning sky. Earth's rotation makes it move west until it's due south, and that happens at sunrise. So if you think about it, if you're looking out in the early morning when Saturn is at its west quadrature, what you'll see is the sun rising in the east. And if you could see Saturn, it would be due south. But in order to see Saturn, you have to move your eyes westward from the sun in the east. And so there it is. Saturn is 90 degrees west of the sun. And conversely, when a planet is at east quadrature, it's 90 degrees east of the sun. We see it due south around sunset. Earth's rotation again makes it move west, and so we see it come out in the west in the evening. So what happens is if you're looking at the sun at sunset or looking toward the sun after it's set, then you move your eyes east, you'll see the planet. And so it's 90 degrees east of the sun, but in the western sky. And that's where Jupiter is going to be pretty soon. What's great about Saturn being at quadrature is that if you have a telescope, you can see that the planet's shadows on the rings are deepest, and this gives the planet its very best 3D appearance. Then there's Groundhog Day. At the risk of sounding like a Bill Murray movie, I like to say something about this holiday every year. It started out as a Celtic holiday called Imbolc, meaning lamb's milk, because it coincided with the start of lambing season. It was also associated with the goddess Brigantia, the bringer of spring warmth. It's one of the four cross-quarter days that fall midway between a solstice and an equinox. The idea was that if this day was cloudy, that portended rains to soften the earth and hasten planting. And if it's cloudy, you can't see your shadow. So that started the tradition that not seeing shadows on Groundhog Day means spring is right around the corner. But, of course, if you do see your shadow, it portends cold and another 6 weeks of winter. So we'll just see how it turns out this year. That's all for now, and happy star watching.